Forecast for today, going to be cloudy. Good chance for some more showers and thunderstorms through the day. We'll have a high, though, close to 80 degrees for today. In Kenosha right now, it is 65. Thunderstorm activity is continuing. In Burlington, it is mainly rain at this point, 66 degrees. In Milwaukee, thunderstorms and rain, 69. Rain and fog and a few thunderstorms here and there in Racine, 68 degrees. Around southeast Wisconsin, storm activity did come in after midnight. That was promised in the forecast from last night, if you might remember. And those storms did come in hot and heavy in some locations. Kenosha getting especially hard hit, especially in the eastern half of Kenosha County. Lots of rain in the city of Kenosha. There are streets that are still flooded there. There are roadblocks in many areas. Intersections are closed off. Vehicles getting stuck in the water with people in them in many instances this morning. Fire department, police personnel involved in rescuing people. Some decided to get out on their own and try to get through the water. Dangerous situation at one point for a number of folks in Kenosha, and some of that storm activity also affecting parts of Racine County as well. Flooding problems reported in a number of areas, so if you're going to be out this morning in a vehicle, if you come across a road that has water on it, do not take the chance. Go around it. Go away from it. Do not try to go through that standing water if you come across it on any one of the streets and or roadways in Racine and Kenosha counties. If the Taiwanese company Foxconn would happen to locate that proposed manufacturing plant in southeast Wisconsin, resulting in thousands of jobs as is being promoted, the 2 and 4 year colleges would undoubtedly play a pretty crucial role in supplying workers. While not commenting specifically on the Foxconn proposal, Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht has put out a statement that says, "School has a very strong track record of supporting business growth through customized corporate training." He also expresses confidence that the workforce in southeast Wisconsin is, in his words, well-equipped to sustain and compete globally for jobs in the emerging economy. Gateway already with an associate degree program for automated manufacturing. Foxconn's chairman reportedly questioned, though, whether the U.S. has enough workers with the skills needed to staff the type of plant his company envisions. City of Racine launched a white box program earlier this year to offer financial assistance in upgrading commercial buildings of at least 50 years of age for future development, for which the initial funding was recently depleted. Now, Development Director Amy Conley is not only asking city leaders for more money, she is also suggesting a 2-year sunset provision with this.
We would say no more white box. And this is the amount of time that you have, so come and get it, because, you know, it's going to be first come, first serve, as a way to encourage people to act now and not wait.
She told the Downtown Area Design Review panel recently that the program has proven quite effective, especially for downtown. Alderman Jeff Coe, noting the success of White Box and the popularity of the facade grant program, said, "I wish we could figure out how much all of this added to the tax base, because I think we're getting a lot of bang for our buck." A city council committee in Kenosha tonight scheduled to look at the balance of competing interests when it comes to a proposal to allow fire pits within the city's limits. That is something the fire department at Chief Charles Leipzig opposes. The measure up before the Public Safety and Welfare Committee includes a number of conditions. The fire pits could not be used within 15 feet of a building or on a wooden deck or balcony. No leaves or other yard materials could be burned. And the fire pits could only be used between 4 in the afternoon and 10 o'clock at night. Alderman Daniel Przanski is one of the ordinance authors. He says it's a recreational burning situation. City of Racine had to move quickly on the purchase of a replacement water feed tank to the central heating plant. That's the tank that services key facilities. There's timing issues involved with this.
This is the boiler system that runs City Hall in this safety building. We have a contract out to bid right now to replace this feed water tank. Essentially, we need to keep the hot water in there to get a high efficiency boiler output. What ended up late last year, it got a leak in it. It does need to be replaced, or we won't be able to run the boilers this year.
That's Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag talking to the Public Works Committee recently. He said there was this urgency because of the 8 to 10 week delivery time that's involved. The Public Works Committee, then the Common Council, okayed the purchase agent to go direct buy the replacement tank and equipment for $35,000, with the lowest responsible bidder getting it out of 3 quotes that would be sought. It's designed as a networking and group support group opportunity for 18 to 24-year-olds and job seekers. The county's new free community job club is going to be kicking off on July the 19th. WRJN's Janet Hoff with more.
Called The Vibe, the group will meet on the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 1 until 3 p.m. at Racine County Workforce Solutions at 1717 Taylor Avenue. Members will get useful job tips, develop a strong resume, practice interviewing, and hear ideas and information from speakers to help increase their chance of getting a job. They will also have the opportunity to answer, debate, and discuss questions like what jobs are available in the community, how people get and keep jobs, and what a career path is, and how to get one. Vibe sessions will be facilitated by Maria Neighbors, a career counselor with Racine County, who often works with area high schools, organizing mock interviews for seniors and helping them prepare for life after graduation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And if you didn't catch it, the Sears store at Pershing Plaza in Kenosha is among the 43 Kmart and/or Sears stores that is going to be shut down later this year. Illinois-based retailer going through a lot of problems of late, announcing the closures of some 36 Kmart locations and 8 Sears stores. Liquidation sales at the Kenosha Sears store will start with this week on Thursday. The store is at Pershing Plaza, the shopping strip mall there, only Wisconsin store being closed in the latest round of shutdowns. So if you're from this area, it means you're going to have to go to Illinois or up to Milwaukee. To repeat, Kenosha has a flash flood warning in effect until 7:15 this morning. It's been some very heavy rains, especially in Kenosha. Several of the streets are flooded. Vehicles got caught up in that with folks inside those vehicles. In many instances, you're going to be wanting to be very careful traveling the streets of mainly Kenosha this morning, also parts of Racine County as well. Be wary of any roads and or streets where you've got standing water. Turning the former Kenosha Youth Foundation building at 720 59th Place into apartments is a complicated process in terms of lining up needed approvals and financing and dealing with governing agencies. Even the feds are involved in this instance.
We were dealing with different constituencies. We have WIDA, we have the National Park Service, and we're also working with the city. And everything is a trade-off. And The most restrictive agency we've been working with is the National Park Service in exchange for getting federal historic credits, which also then transferred to state historic credits. They impose certain restrictions.
As David Nankin with Verin Realty said, the National Park Service's most restrictive requirements include maintaining parts of the complex as is and not building them out, which affects the apartment sizes. In addition to the Park Service, he explained they've been restricted by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, which provides those all-important tax credits as well. It's a $12 million 49-unit complex that's being proposed. Only 7 of the 49 units would be at market price. It's also getting home loan grants as part of the financing plan. Kenosha's Plan Commission supported the conditional use permits on the project. Next step, turning the dilapidated former Elks Club building in downtown Kenosha into a boutique hotel. That's expected tonight when the Public Works Committee considers a purchase agreement with Gorman & Company, same developer that's now on Racine's Machinery Row project. The city of Kenosha took control of that landmark building after it was declared tax delinquent. Project has been delayed repeatedly by difficulties in lining up financing. Gorman became involved a few years ago after a citizens group stepped in to save the building from demolition and proposing to renovate the existing structure and build an addition. There's also the purchase deal, which the Public Works Committee will consider, with a parking lot lease for that site this evening. The owner of a downtown Racine building at 1207 North Main Street, which used to house Root Communication, asking the Downtown Area Design Review Committee recently for a facade grant to do some remodeling, the result of weather damage after the old business sign was removed by the current occupants for their photography studio setup.
I guess we had one heck of a rainstorm, high winds, and they returned to the building a day or two later, and one of the signboard panels had completely fallen. Another one was loose, and water inside the display window area, after which they had just laid down some tiling, so all their tiles were bubbling up.
That's former Racine resident David Popoff, who moved to California a couple of years ago, explaining he came back, found the damage to be even far greater than online photographs presented. He was involved in remodeling the adjoining George's Tavern several years ago, which included a facade grant. It was only partially used. He asked the question about whether it was some of that was transferable. He was told no. Rules for a facade grant request do require also clear window glass. The committee said the existing glass that he has on the building at 1207 North Main, 5% tint, that's okay unless it has to be replaced, then you got to go clear. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section and throughout the day. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.